pray these for me if you will. Yeah, right there. I felt some anointing in that one. Amen. I'm not going to be very long before you this morning. I was, amen. I was hoping my husband went on and spoke for me, but I'm going to go on. Amen. I was sitting there and the Lord began to just give me this one scripture. And I'm going to share it with you. Amen. And I do know that this is a time where God wants to refresh us. I don't know about you, but I need a refreshing in my spirit. I just need a Pentecostal refreshing. I need a Pentecostal experience this morning. I am glory to God. See, I can always tell, you know, something I usually experience. I'm not going to go out in there and give the devil no credit this morning. But, you know, when God wants to do something really wonderful in me and for somebody else, it always be like this pre-thing that happens. But I know because God wants to bless somebody, and I need a Pentecostal experience this morning. You might want to look at your neighbor and say, I need a Pentecostal experience this morning. feel shaking to come through. Lord have mercy. Been focusing on some stuff. Need a shaking to get me focusing back right. Ooh, Lord. The enemy been having me focusing on the wrong stuff. Been focusing on my bills. Been focusing on my sickness. Focusing on my body. Focusing on my children. Focusing on my husband. Focusing on my wife. Focusing on my job. Focusing on my car. Focusing on the wrong stuff. I need a good God. You got it twisted, baby. Not because I've been doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but because I've been in the battle. Woo! The devil been fighting me, tooting me up, trying to keep me out the closet. Under siege. When he's he come against you and you prevail, but when he come against you and you close it up, you don't realize you are being persecuted. You are under attack and he done won that battle. But you decide to go on a fast. I heard a preacher say the other day, say, did God tell you to go on a fast? Tell you go on an absolute? And the devil say, drink some chicken broth. You'll be all right. Just fast at 12 o'clock instead of going all day. Just go to 6 o'clock. You still did some fasting. But when God told you, I told you to go all day, you don't realize you under attack. You don't realize you being persecuted. Oh, glory to God. Oh, somebody got hit right now. Your body kicking against you. Your flesh persecuting you. Your own body is cutting up against you. Your own flesh turning on you. Your own stomach turning against you. Your own flesh kicking against you. Your own body turning against you. Your own stomach turning the enemy against you. You being persecuted. That's why you need a new feeling. That's why you need a new heart. Not my strong point. The devil is a lie. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You better change your confession. I am a good pastor. I am a good reader. I am an avid reader. I am a strong Christian. I am a woman of God. If you're a man, I am a man of God. I can do whatever I want to do. I can get up and read my Bible. I am a person that can read that. That can fast without getting sick. I am a person that can fast 30 days and not turn to a string bean. I am a person that can fast and not get a headache. You better change what you change it up. Then go back and face the devil. And let him know, oh yeah, you may have won that battle, but you didn't win the war, baby. I am a warrior. And I win this war. And now I'm going back for my Pentecostal experience. Woo. And I don't have to be at church to get it. I can get it in my car. Oh, good God Almighty. I can get it in my prayer closet. I can get it in the bathroom. I can get it in the bathtub. Oh, you don't even know. Oh, devil, you don't know who
you're messing with. No way, no how. Baby, you didn't see Little Shop of Horrors. You don't know who you messing with. I am a warrior, and I'm going back for my second filling, or my third, or my fourth one, or my fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, how many ever I can get. I'm gonna keep going back continuously till my cup runneth over. I'm gonna keep getting more and more and more and more and more. I'm not gonna stop. Every time my cup getting low, I'm gonna fill it back up again. I'm going back. I'm going back for more and more and more and more, cause I'm going to win this war. I'm not gonna let you defeat me. I'm not gonna allow it. I'm fighting too much to be weak. I'm dealing with too much to not have the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm gonna say that again. Too much to not have the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't do this without my inner help. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm fighting too much without. Even when I'm asleep, he's gonna battle for me. Woo! Even when I'm asleep, I wake up speaking in tongues because the Holy Ghost gonna battle for me. Even when I'm asleep. Because my spirit never sleeps. So I got to have the Holy Ghost. He guides me and he leads me and he teaches me things and he gives me discernment and he let me know which way to go and which way not to go. And he tells me all kind of things to do and not to do. He's that inner power and everything I need. He gives me discernment and he gives me a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. And oh God, I got to have the Holy Ghost. So I got to keep him built up. I got to build up myself in my most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Even if I don't know what to say, I'm just going to go out speaking in tongues because I know that the Holy Ghost is getting ready to make some intercession for me. He's getting ready to go to battle for me even in tongues. So, I need a Pentecostal experience this morning because I've been fighting too much. When the enemy come against me too much, have me crying, and start saying, I'm tired of this. I know I got to deal with this from a different angle. Woo! Cause flesh get tired. Woo! If I help somebody right now, flesh get tired. But my spirit be ready and war ready at all times. Oh, Lord, said the Lord had to show me that this morning. That yesterday I had one of them crazy migraines that put me down in the bed. Lord, have mercy. Woke up with it again this morning. Told my husband, he said, you don't speak, you got it. One of them days, Lord have mercy. You never suffer with migraines, Lord Jesus. Pray that you never do. And I got up this morning and it, sometimes those migraines make you feel like your vessels in your head are actually about to just burst.
And
sometimes you don't even mean to cry. It just come out. It just roll. You ain't even trying to. They just come out. Definitely came in the office. She's like, you crying? I'm like, I ain't trying to. I promise you, I ain't trying to. It just roll out. Because it just hurt like that. It just, but nevertheless, I said, Lord, you know, I'm tired of these migraines. I don't even have them like I used to. Thank the Lord for that. But I don't even want them every now and then. So I said, since I'm tired of this, my flesh that's saying I'm tired. So I got to move in a different realm. I got to move in a different realm. I got to get it out of the natural. See, that's what we do sometimes. We so functioning in the natural, we forget that in the spirit ain't no pain. Ain't no pain in the spirit. Ain't no migraines in the spirit. Woo! Ain't no pain. Ain't no hurt. If we could just learn to get in the right realm. Lord, have mercy. So I said, Lord, I sit there. He said, you want me to go and speak? I said, yeah, you gone. You got it. And then I sit there. The Lord said, well, you just need a Pentecostal experience. That's all. You just need a Pentecostal experience so that you can get a refilling. Because the battle I got you weary. Woo! And that's what happens sometimes. The battle get us weary. And we get off in our flesh and start thinking naturally so. But we have to be reminded. See, that Pentecostal experience gets you back to thinking right. Oh, glory to God. It gets you to thinking about the spiritual thing and in the spiritual realm and make you realize this thing is not of me. This is not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing. Let me get my thinking right. All I need is a Pentecostal experience. If I could get a refilling. All I need, just a refilling to get me out of myself. And that's what some of y'all need. Oh, not just me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me crazy. Some of y'all need it too. Because you've been focusing on the wrong thing. Some of y'all been spoken in tongues since you've been filled. You got filled with the Holy Ghost. You ain't spoken in tongues since. You haven't had an experience with the Holy Ghost in a long time. Battles, persecution, natural things, carnal things have beat you down to the point where you need a Pentecostal experience this morning. You need for God to just meet you right here and give you a supernatural experience with Him that you haven't had in a long time. Just to refresh you, to shake you right back to where you need to be. Because things have gotten you off track. Oh, glory to God. But your thinking, with your mindset, with your priorities, and your focus, Lord, have mercy. Thank you. but your ministry, with your walk in Christ, in your spirit, but what you need to be doing, what you should be doing, and you need a shaking this morning. The Bible says in Acts, that second chapter, that say when the day of Pentecost was fully come, you know, it said that there was a shaking. That was a shaking. The people had to be shook. God had to shake the people. It shook the house, but it shook the people. And sometimes we need to be shook. We need to be shook. Sometimes God allows trials, situations, things to shake us. It lets you know, you're too comfortable. The Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. God don't want you at ease. He don't want you too comfortable. It's time for you to get a refilling. Don't be so comfortable that you just come to church and it's just business as usual. Get on fire. Get a refilling. Get lit again. Stir yourself up. Where you at? Bother you that you don't speak in tongues anymore? Why doesn't that bother you? Why doesn't it bother you that you don't pray? Why doesn't it bother you that you miss a service? Why doesn't it bother you? Why doesn't that bother you? Oh, Lord. Why doesn't it bother you that everybody is being blessed spiritually? So I'm not talking about naturally. Anybody can get something naturally. But everybody in the church is being moved on, and the Lord is moving on them, and your hands being laid on them, and they getting a word from the Lord, and you're not getting nothing and feeling nothing. It's time for a refilling. I was looking at it, and I'm stopping. Something on Facebook. I haven't really been on Facebook too much. I've been trying to wean myself off from that because it can occupy your time. You don't watch out, it'll take all your time. Every notification, you go straight to it. Everything. Every time you hear something, you go right to that Facebook. It'll take your time. It will consume your time. Pictures. Friends, even non-friends, people, everything, all during the sleep. I had to learn how to cut it off at night. There's even people I didn't know, even the TV, WSB TV, dinging all during the night. It will consume you.
But I saw where a little child, thanks to Savannah Sheridan, little bitty child, about Madison Marlowe or Michael's age, was in service on Easter Sunday and was filled with the Holy Ghost. Whew. This baby, after service was over, went to the pastor. The pastor prayed for this little girl. And she began to speak in tongues. Filled. I'm not talking about playing. I'm not talking about, oh good God, playing in church. Some of us let our children play with telephones. Good God Almighty. They playing with phones and we giving them to them. They sleep. They coming from Saturday night now. They ain't coming from school. They coming from Saturday night. But they sleep on Sunday morning. This little child. Y'all waking them up. Look at him, waking them up. Little soul, good alarm. Wake up, Jalen. They waking them up now. But see, I put something on Facebook the other day. So I say it all the time. What you allow. What did I say? Yeah, something like that I say. You'll have whatever you allow. But if you allow it, that's what you're going to get. That's what you'll be. But this baby was just speaking in tongues, just speaking in tongues. Because somebody was doing something right.
Right.
But you know what the sad part about that grieved me? As I watched it, I was like, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, would you look at that? And I was beginning to praise the Lord and thank God. But what grieved me was some of the comments, people were saying, that's a shame. That ain't real. They coaxing that child. She just mocking what she see. They ought to be ashamed letting that baby do that. She just imitating what she see. And a few people, one lady in particular, she said, you need to be quiet because if you had any discernment, you would recognize the Holy Ghost when you saw it. But we need to get to the point in church. But it starts with us. To where, see, we gotta be filled first. You can't, we were singing the song, somebody need to catch on fire. Somebody gotta be on fire in order for somebody to catch on fire. I mean, I can't start a fire unless I got it. I can't ignite nothing unless I got something going. I'm not going to tell you to get up. Now, wake up, Alex. You see them trying to wake you up. Wake up. Sit up. You know, I'm doing all that because I'm embarrassing. So, they constantly trying to shake him and wake him and he, wake up. Amen. So if you don't do anything, you won't get anything. We need to start something, y'all. Amen. How many people in here, you ain't even got to raise your hand, that don't have the Holy Ghost? It's too many people. When the last time have you spoke in tongues? When the last time you've been slain in the spirit? I remember when I first got saved, and I'm getting ready to stop. But that's at 1:15. Oh, I got a good time. I remember when I first got saved, and I ain't gonna take no long time. When I first got saved, I would come into church, and I would be so, oh my God, just so in awe of the presence of God. I would just fall out, just being in God's presence, just fall just under the presence of God, just because of being in his presence, just being slain in the presence of God, just being in his presence, just caught up with praise and worship. It wasn't about what I had on, because at that time I had number one skirt anyway. I wore that same skirt every time I came to church. But I was just so caught up with worshiping God. We've got to learn how to come into the house of God and give up totally, totally yielded to the presence of God. To where it ain't about nobody but us and him. I don't care about nobody else. I'm not thinking about nobody. All I want is you, Jesus. What have you got for me today? And what can I give to you? And you got to train your children. We are in the house of God. And it's time to worship him. And let me tell you right now, if you act up, girl, boy, when we get home. Because I'm not having that today. We coming in here to worship God. We coming in here to lift up the name of Jesus. You're going to learn how to reverence the house of God. You're not going to be running around here. You're not going to be acting up. And if you do, but when I get home, I bet you, you won't do it tomorrow. You won't do it next Sunday. You won't do it Wednesday night. Because we coming to get something from God. I don't know. The Bible said, oh my God, in the book of Malachi, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And see, I've been seeking the Lord, and I don't know when we get to the temple what he gonna do when we get there. I don't know what God got for us when we get to the temple. I don't know if he gonna show out today. I don't know if he's gonna visit us today. I don't know if he's gonna pour out his spirit today. I don't know if he's gonna feel me today. I don't know if he's gonna give me some endowments, some gifts for me today. I gotta bow down and worship him. Oh, glory to God. I gotta bow down and worship him. The King of Kings is in the midst, and I gotta worship him. I don't know what he got for me. I don't know what he got for somebody else. I don't know, he might want to use me today. He might want to use somebody to talk to me. He got a word for us today. I reverence that. Oh my God, I value what God gonna do in the house of God today. I value that so very, very much. So I gotta. Of that. with you afterwards. But in the service, I don't know what God gonna do. See, I've heard too much. Maybe that's the problem. I've heard too much. I've heard what crosses appeared in the service. I've heard what angels appeared in the service. I heard what all just started dripping from the ceiling. I don't know what God's gonna do today. So I gotta get to the service and reverence and serve God.
Feel me again.
whatever he's trying to snatch away from you. Oh, I feel such an anointing in this place right now. Whatever you have forfeited, you should lift up your hands right now. Say, God, give it back to me. Give it back, Jesus. Fill me again. Give me another Pentecostal experience. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost all over again. Stir me up. Stir me up, God. Fill me, God. Fill me, God. Oh!
Hallelujah. I've been through warfare, but feel me again. Pressures on the outside, fears on the inside. Feel me again. Feel me, Lord. Come, that's right. Talk to God. Hallelujah. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let him refresh you, renew you. Let him refill you. Hallelujah. God promises us a refresher from on high. My God, my God. Glory, 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 glory. Ah, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence that's in the building. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. We need your presence. We need your presence. Thank you for your presence.
World in this entire world.
the Holy Ghost like that, more than life itself. You want the Holy Ghost like that.